From the Oscar nominees
to the ones that are downright rotten.
From RottenTomatoes.com, it's Grey Drake.
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Two more movies out this weekend to chat with Grey about. And here's a clip from Kingsman, Golden Circle.
Y'all ain't never heard of knocking before you in.
Well, actually, we had an invitation, didn't we?
Yeah, how did you know?
Yeah, it came in the shape of a bottle. We're from the Kingsman Tailor's Shop in London. Maybe you've heard of us.
Oh, the Kingsman?
Yeah.
Huh. That's where y'all got them fine suits and them fancy spectacles y'all got on.
Exactly.
I actually am looking forward to this one, too.
If you thought I was excited about Lego Ninjago, I would say that the first Kingsman movie was my favorite movie-going experience,
Kurt,
in the past 8 years.
You're doing an endorsement for Cinemark now. Everybody go to the movies. There is no bad one.
The first movie was so much fun.
I'm so excited about your enthusiasm because I would do anything to warm up my own cold, dead heart.
Yes.
I'm trying to save Hollywood.
Oh, my God, I love it. Well, so this is the sequel, as you may have already gathered, to Kingsman. And so Eggsy is, he's already trained to be a Kingsman. He's accepted. He has his amazing suit. And somehow in the last film, Colin Firth had died.
Yes.
As you can see in the trailers for this movie, he is in this film, so you have to figure out how that happened.
Okay.
And they're up against a new villain in Julianne Moore, who is so good in this film. It's such a fun role for her, and she has two robotic dogs, and that I just get so excited when I think about them.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's literally, I just like giggle to myself, and then I realize what I'm giggling about. And I
right.
feel bad.
No, but I will giggle as well.
I'm like, ooh, robotic dogs. So they also, as you heard in that clip, they're talking to Channing Tatum, who's a statesman, who's the part of the American branch of the Kingsmen, and he's joined with Halle Berry and Jeff Bridges. So here's what I'll say about this film. I love the first one, just like you did, Kurt, maybe just about 17% less. and this movie, instead of being a sequel that, like, ups the ante or introduces new ideas, it's the exact same thing, plus about 35%. Mm. And so it is 2 hours and 20 minutes long.
Huh. Oh, well, you lost Kurt now, because his attention span doesn't go that long. So
That's kind of the problem, because, as you guys know, I'm a very well-hydrated individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so desperate to get out of this theater by the end of the movie that it was not a pretty sight, guys.
All right.
I'm pretty sure I mowed over a teenager just to get to the bathroom.
No,
first.
It was okay. Kurt.
It was me.
You thought it was a teenager, but it was Kurt. Okay, one more now, and here's a clip from Friend Request.
Wait a few days. He already knows I'm not cool.
I think we might have an excellent example of internet addiction disorder right here in class. Aside from Miss Woodson and Miss Matheson, does anyone else here experience symptoms?
I don't think it'll work. Another attempt to scare us off the internet.
Oh, just when you thought your own Facebook wall was too terrifying.
Yes.
Along comes Friend Request. And so this is the one that I haven't seen this weekend, but what I understand about it is that it's a girl in high school and she feels bad because there's this other person that's an outcast and nobody likes this person. And she accepts their friend request. And then all of a sudden her friends start getting killed by demons.
Oh, sure. Same old, same old.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, I see now, thanks a lot. I'm going to think about this every single time I hit accept on my own Facebook page. Perfect. So I suspect that this is going to be, like, just hearing that clip even, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be so bad it's good. So I'm going to have like, 8 cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have to, I'll be the lady in the back of the theater yelling about, like, poking someone.
Oh. that's awesome.
And then I'm going to have an imaginary mouse in the air, and I'm just going to be constantly clicking on it.
All right. Gray Drake, Rotten Tomatoes. She is the senior editor. Joins us Fridays, and we link Rotten Tomatoes to the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt page at star1025.com. So anytime you want to go check out what they think about a movie, you can slide right over and do that. Thank you, Gray. Have a great weekend.
Cool. Guess, fair warning, my IMs are going to get really dark.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.